You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
I mean, if you were advising, you know, if these were your clients, I mean, would you be telling them to do something like this?
Especially in this climate, I would not. You know, we look at the James and Jennifer Crumbly cases. They were the parents of Ethan Crumbly. You know, there's really a trend in the criminal justice system to find peripheral actors who were associated with an incident and try to hold them accountable too. And so, you know, is there a chance that the Cunninghams or the individuals being interviewed here, their family has some possible liability? There certainly is that chance, and it would be consistent with the trend in terms of how things are going.
Is there something where they would be held accountable here? And what would they be accountable for? I mean, they're going to argue, we'll play another clip here in a second, of saying, you know, we were doing the Christian thing. How would we have known? I mean, and those arguments can easily be, you know, beaten. I mean, it's like saying, how would I have known that my son was going to take the gun to school? Well, he been drawing pictures of it and talking about it left and right. That might be a sign. How about this? How would I know that this guy had any sort of problems? I don't know. Maybe the Nazi tattoos all over him. Maybe the Aryan Brotherhood bullshit that he has. That might be a sign. He's not the best folk, best person to bring to your camper out back. It seems like there's a lot of things that were missed here that are not reasonable to say that you couldn't have caught this beforehand.
Yeah, you know, in terms of the trend of charging peripheral actors in an incident, it's often through like an involuntary homicide type charge. Usually what that means is that they would have to prove the individual was grossly negligent. In some states, it's what they knew or should have known. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't looked at the Texas statute, but many states can have liability for something that the individuals should have known, yeah, but didn't. And then that led to some sort of incident. And so I imagine it would be on that legal theory that they could be pursued, if at all.
Yeah. Let's take a look at this last clip. It's grandma not taking any responsibility for any of it either.
We know there's other families doing exactly the same thing somewhere. And I don't want them to have to go through this. There's other families that are giving in nature. How do they know? I don't want to see this happen again. Not to anyone at all, ever.
And you said you feel some of the blame, but the blame isn't solely on this family?
No.
I don't feel like it is. I felt like I was doing the Christian thing. I felt like I checked a registry that failed me. It didn't just fail me, it failed previous victims. If we don't have the tools necessary, how are we supposed to make decisions?
Good decisions.
Good ones. I thought I did.
Well, you thought wrong. You thought very, 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 very wrong. And the tools are there to make decisions, or good decisions. There's also Google. You could have Googled the guy. You could have found out a lot just by doing that. I don't know. The excuses that they're making on all of this, it's too expensive to do a background check, yet they've, you know, screen printed all the shirts up. For the cost of the screen printing of the t-shirts, you could have done a background check, and your little girl could be sitting across the table from you right now, not dead at the hands of Don Stephen McDougal. Is this a family that is just really trying to process and mourn, but can't and is not capable of taking any responsibility or any sort of blame because that is just too harsh of a pill to swallow right now?
Yeah, you know, a heart-wrenching scenario that they're dealing with, no question. And when something like this happens, especially at the hands of another, it's probably hard for them to come forward and admit, hey, this was probably my role in it. That being said, you know, just checking the registry is probably not enough. Like you said, they could have Googled this person. If this person, for example, had prior child abuse convictions that were of a non-sexual nature, those wouldn't come up on the registry. But a person should probably still look into whether those exist before letting them on the property where a child is there. So they certainly could have done more. It's easy to say that in hindsight, but something that's certainly being talked about with respect to this case.
Sick of the ads?
We opt too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now